Book 7. "Beloved brother," Enkidu said, "last night I had a terrifying dream. I dreamed that we had offended the gods. They met in council, and Anu said, 'They have slaughtered the bull of heaven and killed Humbaba, watchman of the cedar forest. Therefore one of the two must die.' Then Enlil said to him, 'Enkidu, not Gilgamesh, is the one who must die.' Enkidu fell sick. He lay on his bed, sick at heart, and his tears flowed like streams. He said to Gilgamesh, 'Dear friend, dear brother, they are taking me from you. I will not return. I will sit with the dead in the underworld, and never will I see my dear brother again.' When Gilgamesh heard his friend's words, he wept. Swiftly the tears flowed down his cheeks. He said to Enkidu, 'Dearest brother, you have been a reasonable man, but now you are talking nonsense. How do you know that your dream is not a favorable one? Fear has set your lips buzzing like flies.' Enkidu said, 'Beloved brother, last night I had a second bad dream. The heavens thundered, the earth replied, and I was standing on a shadowy plain. A creature appeared with a lion's head. His face was ghastly. He had a lion's paws, an eagle's talons and wings. He flew at me. He seized me by the hair. I tried to struggle, but with one blow he capsized me like a raft. He leaped upon me like a bull. He trampled my bones. Gilgamesh, save me, save me,' I cried. 'But you didn't save me. You were afraid, and you didn't come. The creature touched me, and suddenly feathers covered my arms. He bound them behind me and forced me down to the underworld, the house of darkness, the home of the dead, where all who enter never return to the sweet earth again. Those who dwell there squat in the darkness. Dirt is their food, their drink is clay. They are dressed in feathered garments like birds. They never see light, and on door and bolt the dust lies thick. When I entered that house, I looked, and around me were piles of crowns. I saw proud kings who had ruled the land, who had set out roast meat before the gods and offered cool water and cakes for the dead. I saw high priests and acolytes squatting, exorcists and prophets, the ecstatic and the dull. I saw Etana, the primeval king, Sumukan, the wild animals god, and Ereshkigal, the somber queen of the underworld. Belatsere, her scribe, was kneeling before her, reading from the tablet on which each mortal's death is inscribed. When the queen saw me, she glared and said, 'Who has brought this new resident here?' Gilgamesh said, 'Though it sounds bad, this dream may be a good omen. The gods send dreams just to the healthy, never to the weak. So it is a healthy man who has dreamed this. Now I will pray to the great gods for help. I will pray to Shamash and to your god, to Anu, father of the gods, to Enlil, the counselor, and to Ea, the wise. I will beg them to show you mercy. Then I will have a gold statue made in your image. Don't worry, dear friend. You will soon get better. This votive image will restore you to health.' Enkidu said, 'There is no gold statue that can cure this illness, beloved friend. What Enlil has decided cannot be changed. My fate is settled. There is nothing you can do.'